USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new week begins, and for many in six southern states, it's going to mean lots of cleanup and, sadly, many funerals. That after deadly tornadoes tore through six states on Friday night and early Saturday, killing around 100 people, they're still finding bodies. The FEMA Administrator Dan Criswell was talking about all the specific missions they're on right now to try to help the folks affected by the storms.
Because housing, we know, is going to be such a tremendous need, we are sending in one of our housing experts to begin the strategy for how we're going to be able to help with the long-term housing needs and the recovery of these communities.
FEMA Chief Dan Criswell, the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has crossed the 800,000 mark over this weekend, with about 450,000 of those deaths coming in 2021, about 57% of them. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear says over 1,000 homes in his state are literally gone and thousands of people are homeless, and about 100 people have lost their lives from the tornadoes that struck on late Friday night and early Saturday.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat calling for diplomacy, dialogue, and de-escalation when it comes to Russia, as Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, is calling for cooperation from Moscow as Russia's military continues a buildup along its border with Ukraine. And U.S. intel says that Russia is seriously considering an incursion into Ukraine within the next few weeks. Blinken speaking while meeting with G7 members in Liverpool, England this week. And says
the president made very clear to President Putin what I've made very clear to Foreign Minister Lavrov is that we are looking at and we are prepared to take the kinds of steps we've refrained from taking in the past.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The U.S. House Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol now detailing its case for why Mark Meadows should be held in contempt of Congress. A 51-page document was released on Sunday, laying out in detail what the committee says it has done to try to obtain documents and testimony from the chief of staff of the former president, Donald Trump. It also noted Meadows' promise to appear, but says he has, quote, now reversed course and resumed his contemptuous behavior. The I word is of great concern when it comes to the U.S. economy. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The inflation crisis in America continues to worsen. Consumer prices have jumped 6.8% over the past year. That's according to a new report released Friday. This is the highest inflation rate the country has seen in nearly 40 years. President Joe Biden says his Build Back Better plan will decrease inflation, but many Republicans disagree. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso joined Sunday Morning Futures to discuss why.
This will break the back of the American people with taxes, with spending, with all of the mandates. People will end up paying more for just about everything. It will make inflation worse.
I'm Tim Berg.
Remember, you can find us online anytime as well. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.